Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Life waits for no one. This is a proven fact. It waits for absolutely no one. You know, sometimes especially when you lose a loved one, you really feel like it's the end of the world. But then you go to sleep and you wake up this next morning and you see that the sun rised again and the birds are singing again. And the people are out and about bustling in the streets again. And your body is functioning again, though your heart might be shattered into pieces. Other people who weren't directly inflicted by this loss or this pain are living their lives again, smiling again, laughing again, making plans again. It just keeps moving forward. And you know what? That's a good thing. It's a good thing that life doesn't wait for anyone. Because sometimes we need a current as strong as the waves of life itself to help us move forward. Let's listen to a short story.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. So welcome to another episode of Lantern with a nice story. Keep moving. A college class was graduating on a hot and humid day. As the graduates walked across the platform and received their diplomas from the president of the college, he smiled, shook their hands, and said loudly, "Congratulations." Then in a much lower voice, one that was firm and could be heard only by the graduates, he would say, "Keep moving. Keep moving." He was only trying to keep the line moving across the stage, but his words were good advice for a lifetime. Keep moving. After every achievement growing up, graduation, merit, job promotion, even retirement, the best advice is keep moving. Don't stop. Don't stagnate. There is more to life than you have found thus far. This is not the end. It is only the beginning. Keep moving. When we approach life with this attitude, we'll look forward to the future and what God has in store for us.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
You know how the hadith, I think from Imam al-Kadhim or Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi wasalam, says, live your life in a way that you're better today. You're a better person today than you were yesterday, or that not today of your lives are the same. This means that keep growing, keep moving forward. It doesn't mean not have routine. It doesn't mean being spontaneous or unpredictable. It means keep moving forward, which is a quote that I think I remember from a cartoon I watched when I was The Robinsons. Watch it. It's a really nice cartoon. The soundtrack, the message, the jokes, and everything about it is really nice. Anyway, The point is that the point is never allowing ourselves to be stuck in one place, whether mentally, physically, or emotionally. A certain emotion begins to become detrimental to our health and our well-being when we constantly linger in it and can't move forward from it. Sitting in a chair a really, really long time, on a 9-to-5 job, working a 9-to-5 job, not getting any exercise other than walking from your desk to the coffee station, not moving forward physically, not pushing your limits, not getting out of that comfort zone is the thing that's going to make you sick after a while. Mentally remaining in a certain place, in a certain memory, in a certain trauma, in a certain failure is what causes so many other mental impairments and illnesses. Sometimes we do it intentionally, willingly, and sometimes it's due to an underlying cause that has sunk its claws and its fangs so deep into our subconscious we don't even know it's there anymore. And it's basically leeching off our well-being. And we're just stuck there. We can't move forward from that certain trauma mentally. And we develop anxiety. We develop depression. We develop borderline personality disorder. We develop schizophrenia or split personality, you know, because we haven't been able to move forward from where we were, from that damage. And not only when it comes to negative things, it's also important for us to try to move forward from our achievements and from our success. Because if we settle for a certain degree of success, like I've got my master's, this is my ultimate goal, I've achieved this, I'm done. I'm done with acquiring knowledge. I'm done with trying to learn. I'm done with doing more research and reading more articles and writing and this and that and taking notes. Then there won't be any growth for me intellectually more than that. And that would be basically pointless because life keeps moving forward. Life is constantly developing. New information and data and knowledge is constantly produced. If I settle for what I achieve today, I might no longer become considered a successful, well-achieved person tomorrow or 10 years from now when the world has developed and achieved more than I did. So even when it comes to our success, whether it's material success or spiritual success, we always have to strive to move forward and gain more and develop more because then and only then will we be able to achieve growth. Remember how you were never content with your height during a certain age range because you knew you could get taller than that? Apply that attitude to every other success and achievement you have in life. Never settle for the bare minimum or the lesser version of yourself. You weren't created to be mediocre. You weren't created to be average. You were created to be extraordinary in your own way. Strive for that and keep moving forward. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.